Night Shift.
What is this song? It's the quickie. It's gone into 4 days now. It's ridiculous. Al, have you got it?
G'day, Luke. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks, Al. Happy Monday. What have you got?
Yeah, same to you. I'm thinking Girls on the Avenue by Richard Clapton.
Gee, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a bit.
It does a bit indeed.
Yeah.
Did you use any of the clues?
No, because I was sort of in and out of the car, mate, you know. I'm doing security work, so.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, buddy. Can't give it.
That's all right, mate. No worries.
Sorry, Al. Brandon, what have you got? Brandon, talk.
Hey, how you going, Luke?
Good, thanks, mate. What have you got?
I think it's Silverchair, year 2000.
No, it's not. Sorry, Brandon. The clues. I wonder if these mate for life. Clue number two. Great in young. What the hell does that mean? What do you think it is? 133353 is the telephone number. The third clue that Jess came up with was this evening. Here it is again. Have a crack. It's worth a Triple M t-shirt.
This is the Night Shift. The Night Shift on the Triple M network.
Time to have a quick look at weekend real estate with Charles Tarby, our real estate guru here on the Night Shift. He is the owner of Century 21 Australasia South Pacific. G'day, buddy.
Hello, Luke. How are you doing this morning?
Good, mate. The two most populous cities in Australia in lockdown. How has that affected auction clearance rates over the weekend?
Look, I saw a report earlier on that showed that auction clearance rates had gone through the roof in Melbourne and Sydney, and it was a news report, and it's completely different to the statistics that I have. So I'm not sure what people are seeing out there, but my sources have been trusted for years. And
let's go to your sources, Charles. What's happening out there?
Look, it's still steady, Luke. It's not gone crazy. It's still in the mid-70s, slightly lower than this time last week, and it's been in the mid-70s or low 70s for quite some time. And so the clearance rates have been pretty good, but they're not like in the 90s. There's no way they are. In fact, Canberra, which had an 82.4% clearance rate, 90% the week before, and 82.4% for Canberra is actually lower than it was this time last year. So, you know, it's still good out there where there's no stock, but mostly it's settled down, and that's a good thing.
All right, let's do the national whip around.
Look, Sydney 77.1, they had 786 auctions. In spite of what's going on, a lot of the people are still doing online auctions. And of course, it's going to be very, very different next week because everything has changed with the way in which we can conduct business. But still, that's good. Melbourne, sadly, you know, going into lockdown is very hard to change things at the last minute. But 76.4 for the auction capital of the world, in my opinion. And so, again, that's still pretty steady. Same as Brisbane. Brisbane is, again, not the most significant auction clearance location like Perth or Adelaide, but they experienced 66.7%. So that's really good. At Adelaide, Adelaide's the winner this week, 83.1%.
Adelaide, great stuff.
Adelaide was the place to be. And Perth numbers were too low. It was only 12 auctions that actually were recorded, so it doesn't really give you much say there, but all in all, not too bad. Not too bad around the countryside. Still people out looking. Lots of people walking the streets. So if you were thinking of selling your home now and you wanted to avoid using me or using an agent anywhere, stick up a private sign because there's a hell of a lot of people walking around. However, COVID rules may change the way in which you might end up at the end of the week.
Yeah, I think so. Just very quickly, Charles Tarby from Century 21, Australia's cheapest rental cities.
Look, you know, the ones that you've really got to look towards right now, the best one, it would be Victoria, would be Melbourne. And I say that because of a chart that came out, would have been about 4 or 5 weeks ago, it showed 24 locations where rents have dropped, and it went from the top all the way to the bottom. And 22 of the 24 locations were in Melbourne City. Rents had gone backwards in the city of Melbourne itself by 23%. of recent times, gone backwards by 23%. So I'd have to say the pick of the bunch, if you're thinking about renting right now, is Melbourne in the CBD. Mm. That would be the best place to be.
Charles, always good to talk. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon, eh?
Thank you very much, Luke.
Cheers, buddy. Charles Tarby, Century 21, a quick look at real estate here on The Night Shift on Triple M.